Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's broadcast of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your humble host, Tom B. Stone, here with you with a loaded show today. But first, I invite you to call in, join the conversation and the freakus at 563-999-3754. That is 563-999-3754. You can also join me in the chat room where I'll take your questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, just a little maintenance, a little laundry. We'll give you a disclaimer that topics today that I'm going to cover are going to be controversial. And I am not here to mince any words. I am not here to hold back. I'm here to give you the truth. So if you are sensitive, easily offended, or have children in close proximity to whatever device you're listening to on, please remove the little ears from the room or just shut my show off. Now then, a lot of disturbing footage has gone viral over the last week and is really unfathomable that the mainstream media continues to spin the senseless acts of violence and selectively report things in order to fit their narrative. So let's get into it today, shall we? A man who thwarted a would-be rapist on the New York City subway by firing a gun into the air, thus scaring the assailant away last week, is the one that's locked up and facing criminal charges, as he is dubbed the would-be subway vigilante. Well, I call him a hero. There is a man known for swiping people onto the subway, demanding money. And this man put a stop to it. Now the victim, or would-be victim, apparently was taken aback by the fact that her hero, the one that basically saved her ass, was just taken aback that he used a gun. And fired up into the air. And, oh, that's dangerous. And, you know, I understand he put his life at risk to help me. And the rest of the people on the subway platform were in danger. Thank your lucky stars there was somebody out there that did that for you. Would you have rather been assaulted? Let me guess, you have rather been assaulted, played the victim card, because you know goddamn well everybody would have whipped out their cell phones and started recording in an attempt to get some social media clout, You ungrateful little bitch. That's all I got to say about that. I don't wish things to happen to people, but my God, show some goddamn gratitude. New York City is no picnic. It's impossible to get around New York City without taking the subway, and you're doing so at your own risk. And the fact that you're ungrateful that somebody stepped in to lend a hand, you're more worried about the gun that the man used. He didn't fire it at anybody. He put nobody's life at risk. Yes, it might be dangerous to fire a gun into the air on a subway platform. I get it. That is to scare the assailant, which it got the job done. He got away, but the cops were quick to arrest a white man with a gun on a New York City subway because the black perpetrator, who is, by the way, known for swiping people onto the subway train and demanding money. Does this sound a little familiar? Maybe that goof that was depicting a Michael Jackson impersonator on the subway, who was known for punching people in the face, got on a train and said, "I don't care about going to jail. You can kill me, blah, blah, blah." And somebody just happened to step in. Whatever the hell his name was, I don't care. You know who I do care about is the man who stepped in to help the other people that were on the subway. And decided that he was going to put that man in a chokehold. Not even a chokehold, just to restrain him until the police arrived, which they took about 15 minutes. The man was still alive when they got there. He probably hopped up on drugs. And he ended up dying. Wow, that sounds real familiar. Now, somebody's saying in the chat room that the Marine was a coward and should have been charged with murder. Oh, well, gee, I don't know. Let me debunk that. The man was not a coward. The man was stepping in as this piece of garbage, human excrement, stepped onto a subway car and threatened everybody in it while people were filming and didn't bother to step in and do anything about it. He stepped in and he restrained the man, thus saving everybody's ass from God knows what this drug-induced moron was going to do. And by the way, you don't know what he was capable of. And that's all I got to say about that. But this is sounding real familiar. This is what the media wants you to see. This is what the media is hoping is circulating on social media and video platforms like YouTube. All ages appropriate, by the way. So I get next to my next topic, which, again, is absolutely disgusting. At a Las Vegas high school, a 17-year-old white boy, John Lewis, was beaten to a pulp Oh, by the way, they beat him to death. By what, you ask? Clean out your ears and let me talk to you. Beaten to death by 15 black students. Now the news media will have you thinking, will tell you that it was a tussle. It was a fight between a boy and a group of other teenagers. This is what the media does. I will tell you that I don't know of any news channel at all. CBS, NBC, CNN, MSLSD, and even Fox News. I defy any of you to tell me that any of those news broadcast news channels ever report when it's a white person against a black person. When the white person is the victim, the black person is not even mentioned. Race is not even mentioned. But God forbid, because you won't hear it. You will not hear it. The media will spin the stories to make sure that they make people of color the victims. Let me ask you a question. Did they score any points for kicking the man and stomping him into the pavement? He's already unconscious. Bleeding out of his ears. There's footage out there, all age appropriate, by the way. It's pretty disturbing. You can go and look at it. I think this is important that the context I'm about to give you, because some people are like, well, what did he do? Was he a white supremacist? 17-year-old John Lewis was stepping in to be a peacemaker of a dispute involving his friend over earbuds which the same group of thugs had robbed him of earlier in the week. But the media doesn't care. The media doesn't give you context. I'll give you context because it's important. Fact of the matter is, folks, the media seem to omit race when it doesn't fit their narrative. While there were several videos circulating on social media and YouTube depicting senseless acts of violence, while there are zombies filming on their cell phones, not trying to step in, try to stop it from going too far, I fear, and you should too, that this is the footage that the media and this administration wants us to see. It's almost that they are letting the footage circulate on purpose in order to keep some of us living in fear. Enough to maybe deem going outside is too unsafe. So maybe we have to vote by mail, just as they did with the dreaded China virus COVID in 2020. You see how that works out? Are you awake yet? Do you understand that I speak it in terms that you can understand? And somebody in the chat room has commented, and let me tell you something, my friend, you're an idiot, because I did not say the man was garbage because he was black. You're a moron. Okay? You're a moron. That's not what I said. I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to pick a fight. I'm not falling for it. You want to debate me? That's fine. But do not put words in my mouth. Okay? That's not what I said. The man was obviously a criminal. He threatened the whole entire train. Somebody stepped in to stop him potentially from doing something. And unfortunately, he lost his life. Well, he gave up that right. So, you know what? Piss off. Idiots. Now, as I was saying, it's not going to stop me from getting to the polls in November 2024, and it shouldn't stop you either. You should not be afraid to go outside of your own house. You should not have to look over your shoulder to see who's behind you. You should not have to be in fear of going to a restaurant like McDonald's at night or in broad daylight these days. You shouldn't have to live your life in fear. You shouldn't have to only shop online to get your Christmas shopping done. Go out and live your life and show that you're not afraid. Because the more in fear that you are, the more that they win. And that's what they want. They want you to live in fear. Now, another news, China simp Gavin Newsom miraculously cleans up San Francisco for the Chinese communist Xi Jinping for some APEC event held in the once beautiful city, and miraculously, all the homeless encampments are gone. They brought in power washers and maintenance workers and added 300 beds to their shelter system, cleaned all the excrement off the sidewalks. And this all happened practically overnight. All for the anticipation of the communist Chinese scum and his cronies who plagued this country, caused us to lock down, riots in the streets, a stolen election. A supposed insurrection. I'm going to welcome this man with open arms. You might as well bend down and practically give him some oral pleasure. But kiss the asses of China. That's great. Oh, California is a parallel universe anyway. I mean, let's face it. No one in California worth a damn anyway. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to take this opportunity to let you know that if you are a right-leaning conservative, much like I am, please show some love and tune into my colleague Marcus Keynes as I see it every Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Great content provided on that broadcast, as well as this one. And some very in-depth insight on the current state of the country and current state of affairs. I'd also like to give a very special thanks to all of you for listening to my broadcast each and every week, because without you, there is no we. Without you, there is no me. And I'd like to thank our soldiers for fighting for our freedom, to give me the freedom of having a platform to talk to all of you on, to speak openly and freely. Because in other countries, they don't have that. They don't have that luxury. I did want to mention that was something that actually made me chuckle a little bit. Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand, the untalented irrelevant, aging, disgusting, vile human being she is, was quoted recently as saying, if Trump wins the election, I'm going to be moving out of the country. I will be leaving the country if Trump wins the election, effectively, is what she said. Well, I distinctly remember good old Whoopi, the untalented hack she is, and Joy Behar and all the yentas on The View saying that, I'm going to move to Canada. Oh, you found out real quick that Canada's not going to just let you in because you got money. Oh, so Barbara, you're gonna go to England, are you? There's no freedom of speech in England, sweetheart. Can't say what you want. They lock you up. Can't go to Canada. They're cupcake. They don't have freedom of speech. See, the problem with most of these Democrats and most of the, maybe not the Democrats, but most of the liberal nut jobs that are out there, the elitists, that they don't have the brain power or the education to realize that there is no such thing as anybody being oppressed that's oppressed in this country currently right now. You have freedom of speech. You can go to work and you can keep your money. Women can drive. Women can vote. This is the greatest country in the world. We have those rights. We have that ability to, within reason, without breaking law, there are laws in place for that reason. It's not just, you know, chaos and anarchy. But good God Almighty, there's no oppression in this country. You want to know what oppression is? Go to the Middle East, where they make the women cover up their faces or their entire bodies. They can't vote. They can't drive. Forget about it if you're homosexual and they find out. Oh, they introduce you to the ground real quick from the top of the tallest building. If you steal, they chop their fingers off. And if you talk bad about anybody that's in the government, they stone you. Does that sound like freedom of speech to you? Go ahead, Barbara. Go ahead, Whoopi. Go over to the goddamn Middle East. Maybe you'll actually learn oppression instead of just using a big word. You have less education than Greta Thunberg. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to say also, thank you again for giving me this platform. Thank you again for listening. I appreciate you tuning in each and every week. I will continue to provide you, my audience, the most accurate information to keep you informed as long as there is breath in my body, as long as I'm on the air. And I ask all of you, wherever you are listening to me from, to fight like hell and get to those voting polls in November 2024. Make your voices heard. Until then, thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.